Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, because it's time for the podcast.
Welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life, episode 10. I am joined by Rematch again. Rematch, how are you?
Good, just celebrating that we made it to 10 episodes.
It's great, isn't it?
What a journey.
It's only taken, what, just over a year?
Yeah.
So, if you look at the iTunes sort of pattern,
yeah,
it's one, yeah, and then we take a three-month hiatus.
Deserved.
And then we do another one, yeah, then we take a two-month hiatus.
Yeah.
But now, we're on it, aren't we? Fortnite.
On a roll.
Yeah, really smashing it, and it's really building up some momentum.
You're getting lots of feedback from the
listeners.
Oh, God,
crazy.
Go on.
I do want to talk about, though, just very quickly,
yeah,
the playlist.
On Spotify?
On Spotify. We set up a Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
Charlie Baker originally, but Charlie's not listened to it, and now it's taken on a life of its own.
Yeah.
Why is it called Rue Madge's Wristy Tunes? Is that you that did that?
I didn't touch that. I just presumed it was you.
No, that And also,
who's done that?
It's not me, mate.
If it's an open playlist, maybe people can.
What's happened is
change it.
I have made it too open, and I've trusted people that listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
and they Rue Madge's Wristy Tune.
Oh well, maybe they could.
And also, people are putting shit on there as well.
Are they?
Yeah.
Should we shut it down?
Well, there's stuff that isn't hip hop being put on there.
Oh.
Like, I can't remember, but there's something I thought that shouldn't be on there.
There's a couple of pranksters out there.
Yeah. Mm. Stop fucking with it. It's supposed to be like a nice, pure thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, how have you been?
I've been good, yeah.
What have you been up to?
Nothing, just working.
How's a Japan trip coming on?
Yeah, I'm going to go in July.
Right.
Yeah, for 3 weeks.
And what sort of things are you going
to
do?
I don't know yet. I've just sort of found a cheap flight and go to Tokyo, take it from there.
Are you just going to go on your own?
No, I'm going with a friend. A friend.
How good is this? Like, is it really a friend?
No, it's a friend.
So you're going to Japan with a friend for how long?
3 weeks.
That's quite long, isn't it?
Just
to go with a friend.
Romesh thinks I'm having a breakdown.
I don't think you're having a breakdown. I think it is the sort of thing that you do when you've reached a certain point in your life and you don't know what the future holds.
Yeah.
And if
I just did a massive gulp. And a little drip.
And then you're sitting on your own, like at 2 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
and you watch Lost in Translation,
yeah, yeah,
and you think, oh, do you know what? I think I'm going to find myself in Japan, like Bill Murray did.
Just to add to that cliche, I'm genuinely looking at buying a moped.
Oh my God.
I think that's right. I think that's better than a motorbike. That's less sort of.
That is less. Pricing. Yeah, no, you're right.
It's an about town, you know, about town A to B job.
What sort of like seat are you going for? Like a proper.
I think I'm looking. Yeah, because you have to do a test, don't you? If it's over 50cc.
Yeah.
So I just put it along on a 50cc.
I was thinking about getting a tuk-tuk.
Yeah.
Because I drove one in Sri Lanka and it was fun.
Yeah.
And you can get them here.
Yeah.
But they're quite expensive, and also, do you ever see them?
You see them around sort of West End, don't you?
I don't want people just jumping in.
Yeah. Well, you could do. That's your next TV show, there you
go.
This is the bit where we introduce our guest.
I am delighted to welcome to episode 10 of Hip Hop Saved My Life, comedian, actor. You actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, actor, podcaster. Legend Nathan Caton. Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan Caton. Hello, Nathan.
Hello.
We've done a round of applause.
No, no, it feels good.
You didn't say friend.
Oh, yeah, friend, sorry, friend. Yeah, but they don't give a shit about who your friends are, do they?
You don't either, clearly.
Good to have you, Nathan.
Thank you for having me.
How's life treating you?
It's cool, man. I'm right. Gigging away, writing.
What acting have you done? Because I said actor. What I based that on was the Radio 4 You Can't Tell. What's it called?
Can't Tell Nathan K.
Can't Tell Nathan K for Nothing.
Yeah, that's it. I almost got my own name wrong.
Yeah. but you acted in that, right?
Yeah, I acted in that. Even though
not
you
visually.
No, you couldn't see me. You could hear the
but
pain.
But you did voice acting.
You could hear the struggle in my voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Living
it's
at
really
home.
Good. Did you play any more? Did you do like Eddie Murphy and play all the parts in that? Or did you get other people?
No, I've got other people. I'm not that talented.
Hmm. Yeah, but I mean, let's be honest, when Eddie Murphy did it in Coming to America, it was impressive. Like, when
yeah,
he played
yeah.
the,
that's quality.
When
yeah.
he played that, the Jewish, the old Jewish guy.
Aha!
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Aha!
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do you know that joke he tells? Do you know that joke?
But I'm laughing.
It tells a joke at the end of it. I'm going to redo it now.
Yeah, go.
Right, so...
Better nail it, mate.
I'm going to try. So he goes, a man orders a soup. it says to the waiter, there's something wrong with the soup. And the waiter says, what's wrong with the soup? He says, try the soup. The waiter says, no, just tell me what's wrong with the soup. He says, try the soup. Says the waiter says, what's wrong with the soup? He says, just try the soup. He says, okay, I'll try the soup. Where's the spoon?
It's good.
Aha!
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. There you go. Ah, yeah. Why do you know if I'm funny, you bastard?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I mean, you were actually better. You should have done that thing. But impressive then, not as impressive when he did Nutty Professor, I don't think. And he's playing.
The first one was alright.
Yeah, the second.
Yeah, the second one is like. Okay.
What was the tagline for the second one? Meet the Clumps. Jeez.
Something like that, yeah.
Clump of shit.
That's it.
There you go. I didn't like it. What's Eddie Murphy's worst film?
Oh, he's got quite a few now, unfortunately.
What was the one where he marries the. What's the ultimate, the super shit one? It's like famously shit.
Me, Dave.
Oh god, that was crap, wasn't it?
Me, Dave was bad. But Haunted Mansion, I think.
Doctor Dolittle.
Doctor Dolittle was bad, and then there was a sick. Oh, did you see Daddy Daycare was all right? I didn't mind that.
Yeah.
But then cool. I saw Daddy Daycare 2.
Is that Cuba?
Cuba could. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I just imagine him.
What, he replaced Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I just imagine him saying, show me the money.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I won't do Daddy Daycare 2.
I can't watch Boys in the Hood anymore now.
I know. But I don't know. Anyway, sorry. What acting have you done?
I did the Nathan Cain show years ago.
Oh, the pilot, yeah?
Yeah. That was minor.
Was that sketches?
Yeah, sketches.
Comedy Central.
Yeah. I did a role on Casualty once.
Did you? I was on Holby City.
Is it?
What did you do on Casualty?
I was hosting a gamers workshop.
Wow.
Yeah, mate. You know what it is? I probably shouldn't say. It was my old agent from back in the day.
Yeah.
So I missed out on an audition for a top comedy show.
Right.
Stand-up show.
Right.
And
you missed the audition?
No, she messed up.
Right, okay.
And
fine.
I was in line for it, and then I got pulled out of it because of her.
Okay, fine.
And so her way to make up was to get me a role on Casualty.
And you were in one episode?
As a stand-up.
Yeah.
What was your storyline?
I was the host. I didn't even get to die or anything.
Are you serious?
Someone... I was the host, and someone was having a fit at that workshop. And that was it.
What kind of games are we talking about? Like,
it's like, you know, like you get the massive.
You talking about like Dungeons and Dragons? And all that
no, video game.
Oh, right, Jesus Christ! I thought you. When you said
who's
gamers workshop,
who's
I
having
thought,
a fit playing Dungeons and Dragons?
I've been here 3 days and I haven't seen anyone. You started to have a fit when you. I thought when you said gamers workshop, I immediately went to Games Workshop.
No.
I thought that, you know, when you walk past a shop.
Mm.
And then there's guys that are going, your orc has not. It's a Tuesday, so your orc cannot cast that spell.
No, those guys. Video games.
Sorry for stereotyping. okay, fine. And then what? And so did you have to riff it, or did you actually?
They gave me some lines, but I kind of just added my own little thing to it.
A little spin on it, yeah.
Yeah, man. Brought it to life.
I played a guy who got a screwdriver in his chest in Holby City, right?
Yeah.
And. Basically, he's getting ready for a date. You don't see me have the injury, but you see me explain it. And I've got the screwdriver in my chest, right? So basically what happened was I was getting ready for a date and I decided to try and fix the bed because I think I might get lucky if I bring her back. And then for some reason, I end up tripping over and falling onto the screwdriver and it goes into my chest. And then the girl doesn't end up wanting a date eventually anyway. So I was sort of like the comic storyline for it. So quite funny, guys.
I like that.
Yeah.
So you got screwed, but not in the way you thought.
What? Well, this guy.
Beat him this
I came with the goal,
every
people.
Time I tell that story, I do that punchline, but he's just...
Is he?
Oh, no, shit. Don't do it. Anyway, it's good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having
you
me.
Happy?
I'm cool, man. I'm all right. I'm good. Chilling.
Good. So, Nathan, I've got to ask you some questions, mate.
Mm-hmm.
So, first question, tell me, you're into hip-hop.
Yep.
Big fan?
Yeah, big fan.
Good, because we've had some situations here where, like, I mean, I don't even know if Rematch fucking even likes it anymore.
Here's a little bit that you like to call. How did you get into hip-hop?
How did I get into hip-hop? All started on the mean streets.
Where'd you grow up?
Greenford.
Right, okay.
Greenford, Middlesex.
Yeah.
my dad just left my mom selling drugs and now not really. So I thought I'd give it a cliche one.
Oh, shit, we could have dropped a little like grimy bait underneath.
Dude, that was great.
Yeah.
It didn't happen, man. Now I got into hip hop through my family in a really cheesy and corny way. My aunt's been into MC Hammer.
MC Hammer?
Yeah, man. Like for the 5 minutes when he was famous.
Yeah.
So now when I was around my aunts, which was quite a lot, like they were always listening and watching him, and I was just kind of picked up on it.
I remember... Hold on. Huh?
Yeah.
What was your favourite MC Hammer song?
Probably Pray.
Pray.
I'm just going to drop that.
So you're going to drop that?
Yeah.
Is that your favourite?
Yeah, I think it's catchy.
The reason why I pray is because remember the movie? Please, Hammer, don't hurt him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sings
so
in that.
That's embarrassing, isn't it?
In both your eyes.
No, have you watched it recently?
No, I haven't. No.
I watched it recently for my brother. My brother's 20. But first time in about probably at least.
I'm interested in what led you. What course of events led you to decide that you want to watch Please Hammer Don't Hurt?
I don't know. Sometimes my brother and I think this is something we haven't watched in years.
Yeah, and you know, think about how many films there are out there that have come out in the past. And out of all of those films, what I want to know is what apocalyptic scenario led you to think, let's put on Please Hammer Don't Hurt?
We have a lot of time on our hands.
I can't even imagine his relatives would be in a situation. Oh, yeah, or even, regardless, let's give Please Hammer Don't Hurt him another spin.
They can't find a copy anyway.
Yeah, we watched it. First time in 10 years, right?
Right?
And then after we finished watching it, it was like a awkward silence. And then my brother just went, I don't remember it being that crap. That's it. And it's like, yeah, shit.
So hold on, was your brother thinking, oh, this? I remember this being quite good, this is going to get better. Oh shit, it's the closing credits. What happens in that film?
He comes back
into
town.
Doesn't he build a... Does he try and help the community or something like that?
He tries to be the saviour, yeah.
Yeah.
He comes back into town, opens with a song, I find kind of weird. Yeah. Doesn't say hello to his mum or nothing, just straight away, oh. Right? You remember that?
Let's make it smooth.
All that stuff, right?
He turns up and starts going, here comes a hammer.
Yeah.
He's already arrived. It doesn't make any sense, does it?
Nice.
You'd say that from down the road. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like
no.
But he's there.
He steps out of the limo and straight away, yeah.
It is a good song. When you're saying that, it's bringing up that. Pick up the hammer.
Yeah. Does all that. Then the next morning, he goes to church, and that's when it's the.
Pray.
Reverend Pressure.
Yeah.
That's why I like Pray.
Oh, Reverend Pressure, yeah.
He's
funny,
you know. I give him that. And then there's some local guy's a gangster. He does a deal which gets some kids shot, and then he ends up trying to make things right. Do a concert.
Mm. Oh, he does a concert?
There's a concert, yeah, to raise money.
Okay, yeah, that's...
And rebuild, stuff like that.
He does... But does he include all the songs on that album in the film?
Not all.
Because there's a song, Soft and Wet. You can't include that.
Actually, that is on a snippet.
Is it?
Yeah.
When
he's going to a club.
Oh, I see. Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Like an MC Hammer love sing. Can you imagine that?
Sexy damn.
There is, though, when he's in the club, he's chasing a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember? I didn't mind actually the stuff he did for Adam's Family. Do you remember that?
He did the song.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Do what they want and do live by their motto.
Yeah. And he did Turtles as well.
This is what
we do.
Oh my god, he did! But yeah. Vanilla Ice did Turtles as well, right?
He did Turtles too.
Holy shit! Imagine that.
So much knowledge.
That beef.
They couldn't get Hammer back, probably.
Holy shit! You know the worst. Well. Have any of you seen Street Fighter 2?
No, sorry, is not Street Fighter 2. Street Fighter.
With
Kylie and Jean-Claude Van Damme. And there's a song on there with Hammer and Deion Sanders called Straight to My Feet, right?
Is it?
Yeah, it's got a really great hook on it, right? The hook is really catchy, right? But Hammer's rapid. It's like somebody on Work Experience. I couldn't fucking believe it. Filling this funk like four flat tires, pumping it higher. The roof's on fire. The homies ain't tired. It's my desire to break it off, fool, but you can't tell. Cause I hit the beat first and it's on. Yeah, strictly for my homies, not down with the front game. Straight to the floor, we pumping it up, man. I'm grabbing me a freak and I'm straight to my feet. It's so bad, man. It's
is
like
that the height of his fame as well?
I think so. It's like proper dad rapping. Do you know what I mean? And like, don't get me wrong, nobody, MC Hammer is not making anyone's top 10 list of greatest MCs of all time. But even by his standards, that was particularly shit. You know what I mean? He did Too Legit to Quit. But then also, he did, like, do you remember when he tried to come back sort of gangster?
With Death Row.
Yeah, with Death Row Records.
Oh, gosh, that was awful.
I don't remember. Was it like, did he change his look and everything?
Yeah. He had like that. Yeah. He had like a beanie hat.
Yeah, or he wore bandana sometimes as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And like,
yeah, Hammer went gangster, man.
Because the thing was, is that I wouldn't have minded that if he hadn't been so opposed to that sort of stuff in the pre. Like he'd gone on about, he'd made it a thing, hadn't he? That he didn't want to follow that path.
Did he bring in like specific producers and people? You know,
I think I can imagine like Suge Knight from Death Row.
Had
a chat with him and said,
"This is what you got to do."
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, please, Hammer, don't hurt him. But this time, Hammer is going to hurt really badly. Going to leave him in a lot of trouble. That's basically the idea, isn't it? Okay, sorry. Anyway, I've interrupted your story.
No,
sorry. You got into Hammer.
Yeah, I got into Hammer. I don't know who else I get to. Kid and Play.
Kid and Play.
Because my older cousin.
Public Enema. What the hell is Enema anyway? That's from House Party.
House Party, yeah. That's how I got into it. Because my cousin used to watch House Party over and over and over.
Yeah.
And so I kind of used to just pick up Kid and Play's rhymes from that. And all their dance moves and stuff. And the shoe thing that they used to do.
You know, the little kick to each other. Yeah. Get off because you bit off more than you can chew. No, that's the dynamic duo do. A little go-go thing. Come on, rock and swing. You gotta roll with Kid and Play. Now everybody sing. Was anybody's favourite Play? I don't...
Which one was Play?
Play was non... High top,
right?
Yeah, the girls did, didn't it?
Oh yeah, Play.
Yeah, but everyone else like Kid because he was just like the funny kind of
the cheeky chappy.
Yeah, and he had the hairstyle as well, and that was cool then.
It was cool then, wasn't it? There was another. Is it Redhead Kingpin in the FBI? Do you remember that group?
Yeah,
he had like sort of a Kid style haircut. Redhead Kingpin.
No.
He did like. I think it was a bit of a one hit wonder, wasn't he?
Mm.
But he was a bit like Kid. Yeah, that kind of same flavour.
Are they still around? Kid and Play.
I googled them recently. Weirdly,
quite nice.
Wait a minute, and you're castigating me about watching Please Hammer Don't Hurt Them. Hold on.
Oh my god! Do you ever Google like people from shit like ages ago just to see what they might? I like seeing photos of what they look like now.
Yeah.
And Kid, well, he's not got the high top anymore. I hoped that he'd still have it, and he was sort of like a little bit lopsided and got a sort of grey in the like the corners or whatever. That's what I was hoping, but not to be.
I saw him. Well, not saw him literally, but maybe 10 years ago, he was in an episode of Sister Sister.
Right.
On Nickelodeon. Mm. And yeah, he had a shortcut here. And I was like, what have you done, dude?
What have you done? Was he playing some sort of parental role in that?
He was the owner of a bookstore.
There you go. Jesus Christ. That isn't real. It's really depressing, isn't it?
Yeah.
When somebody you thought was like cool and then they're in this thing as a university professor.
It probably is depressing for them as well, though.
No, but I think it's less depressing for them because they know what they've been up to all these years.
Yeah, I guess.
What happens is the last time you saw Kid, he was doing that little kick thing with Play in House Party 2. Yeah. And then the next time you see him, he's like got his glass on the end of his head. Which particular publication are you after? Like, that's literally the next thing you say. See, that's depressing, isn't it? Here's a little bit that you like to call. How did you get into hip hop? Like, what sort of stuff did you start buying yourself then? Like, what was your first purchase of proper hip hop? Not, I'm not. By the way, any Kid and Play fans out there? or MC Hammer fans. I'm not disparaging
any MC Hammer fans in 2016.
Yeah. Well, listen, okay, mate, you watched the film.
All five of you, calm down.
Yeah, what's the first proper thingy?
First, like, proper hip-hop album I bought. I was, I think, about 11 or 12. It was two cassettes. Warren G.
Hold on a minute. Cassettes, guys, are...
yeah, I know. That's how old school it is, man. Yeah, Warren G, Take a Look Over Your Shoulder. Because I like the album, the song What's Love Got to Do With It. When G-Dog the Hog come up in the places, dollar signs in your eyes and a smile in your face. You want to live fat off of my sack. You got more drag than a Lolo, though. Cut the act. Because back before 92 and 93, you didn't give a damn about Warren G. But now that I'm slinging platinum LPs, all of a sudden you want my N.U.T.
Hold on, I had regular, as we know, yeah, talked about it, I had three copies of Regulate G Funk Era. I don't think I bought a single copy of Take a Look Over Your Shoulder. So what did Take a Look Over Your Shoulder? Was that his second album?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I've never heard of it.
I've never heard it.
He did I Shot the Sheriff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was on it.
Right.
What's Love Got to Do With It? That was on it.
Seems to be in a different new direction for Orange, isn't it? Since he like covers.
Yeah, his two best songs were covers.
Yeah.
The rest were just, yeah, blasé songs.
Yeah.
That one. And then I got Puff Daddy, No Way Out. Because it was... It
had what did No Way Out about it? Missing You.
Yeah. Because after Bigger Daddy releases his album.
Do you know, a little fun fact for you about Missing You. Hmm. You know at the beginning of the video where he falls off the motorbike?
Yeah.
Genuine accident.
Was it?
Yeah, really? he pulled the front brake by mistake. And I thought, oh, it looks quite cool, let's just keep it in.
Yeah, but they didn't just carry him rolling.
What?
They didn't just carry him
rolling. No.
They got the shot.
Yeah, they got the shot, Okay,
and then they went back to him sitting.
I don't think he thought it was a 20-minute shot of him on the motorbike.
Yeah.
Then he fell over and they're still tracking it. It's like, guys, like...
Did you get it?
Yeah.
I did that for you.
Okay, what else did the No Way Out happen?
Where else did it happen? What's that song?
Bad Boy for Life?
Nah.
It was on the next one, wasn't it?
Was it? I can't remember the name of the song. We got the real life shit, don't fuck with that. Where my bitches is at? That song. You know that song?
Not Pass the Cross, yeah. Is that
one? No.
Or was that a Buster track? I'm thinking.
I can't remember what the song's called. But yeah, it was a...
But that was one of the biggies.
Puff Daddy. Yeah. Buster. Biggie was on it as well. What other songs were on it? I can't remember. But I just remember I'll Be Missing You because that was the main song I wanted to listen to. And I remember, like, because I bought it in Canada. I was on the plane.
Name drop?
Yeah. I travel people. I got money. No. Such a bad part. on the way back, on the plane back, I just listened to that song. I've Been Missing You over and over again on my Walkman. But I didn't have Rewind on my Walkman. It's one of those old classic ones. So I kind of listened to the song.
Mate, that's not classic. That's shit.
That's a PC way of saying shit. It's a classic.
Yeah,
my car's a classic. So I turned the tape over, pressed forward to get it back to the song.
Jesus Christ.
It back. Great. Yeah, that's how much I love the song now. So yeah, I'll Be Missing You. No Way Out, sorry. That was the
first album. I'll Be Missing You. It's a good song.
Yeah.
But it is good. It is good because of the poignancy of the Biggie passing away.
His rapping isn't great.
No. And also the hook is incredible.
Yeah, Faith Evans and 112 are good.
Yeah. But what has he done? When is he... Has P. Diddy ever done a verse where you've gone, holy shit, he knows that? Has he ever done that? I don't think so.
No.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
But I just think Diddy is like, I'm just not into him.
He's an art producer, but he's not. He's not an artist.
Well, the other thing is that I remember reading an interview with Craig Mack. Craig Mack, right?
Yeah. And they fell out, didn't they?
Well, Craig Mack, when you read the interview, it was like it was one of his first interviews when he just did Flavour in Your Ear, and like it was like blown up. And they were saying to him, how did it all come about, your link up with Diddy and stuff like that, or Puff Daddy, what the fuck he was called there. And he said that they were at like Uptown or whatever record label, some major record label, and P. Diddy had said to him, I'm looking to branch out and do my own thing, and I want to take you with me. And so Craig Mack sort of had so much faith in this guy. Like, he said he had a buzz about him, this sort of like, you know, really exciting dude. He said, yeah, okay. So he signed with Diddy and then Daddy, Sean Combs. And then, but then what happened was, is he had Flavour in Your Ear. And then obviously he also had Biggie. Yeah. Biggie went massive.
Yeah.
And then Craig Mack's like,
forgotten.
Yeah, basically. Mm. So I think it was a bit. And then, like, Craig Mack just disappeared, right? Because
yeah,
he had, like, Black Rob and, like, he had the Locks and all of these other artists. And then just, I don't know, happened to Craig Mack, man. Because Craig Mack was great.
Yeah, he was great, yeah.
His album was good. I liked it. It's great. Right? Here comes a brand new flavour in your ear. Mack's a brand new flavour in your ear. Okay, so what sort of stuff are you into now?
Well, Ludacris is my favourite.
Ludacris is your favourite?
Yeah, man. I find him funny.
He's amazing. I think he's hilarious. Since I was born and touched the mic the first time, it's been a problem. Your life was a mistake. Your pop should have wore a condom. You niggas think you hard. I think you better come harder. I leave rappers confused like Will I Am Barber.
Anyone can make me laugh. I'm entertained. So, yeah, a lot of Ludacris. His album, Ludiversal. Which is a good album, actually. Got some nice bars in there. A lot of UK stuff. Stormzy.
Kate. Good impression?
Yeah, keep going.
No. I've done enough.
After that, Eddie Murphy Jewish thing, guys.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Man. Jesus.
Stay in your lane, bro. Stay in your lane.
That is so fucking bad. I can't believe I committed to it.
Who else? Oh, my favourite song at the moment, Garage Skank.
Yeah.
Kano.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song as well.
Have you listened to the album, Made in the Mountain?
No, not yet.
It's really good, really good. I went to see Kano live like a couple of weeks ago in Manchester.
Good?
It was great, man. I have to be honest, I think I might find people too annoying to go to gigs.
Yeah.
Because, like, do you know what I found? And it didn't seem to used to bother me, but now it does, is when I'm become convinced every gig I go to that there are a group of people who have decided to come here just to walk in and out of the room past me for the entire fucking night.
Yeah.
And it just seems to be the same people walking past me, and I started to find it really frustrating. And I think I'm just getting grumpy.
Yeah, it's just old age.
It is old age, isn't it?
Or people just filming stuff on their phone.
Like, oh my God.
I was at a gig recently and someone had an iPad. There's something weird about filming a gig on your iPad, so you can't even see. You're just seeing the gig through the iPad. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like it did happen as soon as he came out. Like, you just saw the lights of like almost everyone had their hands up, and I do sort of get it from maybe the first. As soon as he comes out, it's quite just like shit, and he like came out with like it was an amazing opening to the gig, but then like. I just don't understand. Yeah. When are you going to watch that?
And I'm never going to sit and watch that. No,
like some shit quality thing. Mm. I mean, like last night I was on the train back home, and like there's a Muse gig last night, and people were watching like bitch in the Muse gig on the train on the way back, and it just sounded like fucking nothing. It was mental.
Remember back in the day, people would go and record gigs on cassette.
And then
players.
You could buy the cassettes.
Yeah, you could buy the cassettes.
Yeah.
They'd have dudes who would just stand by the speakers the whole night, just like that.
That's how I got my first Lion King tape on VHS. From that, someone went to the cinema and kind of sneakily.
Great.
And then I got it. Someone sold it. And my mum got it for me as a Christmas present. I shouldn't put.
Hold on a sec.
Mum, I love you. You're not a bad parent, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Your mum got you a pirate copy of The Lion King for Christmas?
It wasn't the only gift. She got me other stuff, but happened to be.
What other pirate copies did she get for you? She get a pair of
Aladdin is great. But, no, she got me other gifts, but yeah.
You know what used to annoy me? Because I used to get pirates as well, right? Is when you just see just the bump of the top of someone's head throughout the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then just winds up. The thing about pirates is they were good if you got them before the film had come to video. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was exciting. Then you're watching the film before it's... Jesus, we are so fucking... This is such an old conversation, isn't it?
It's good.
But as soon as it comes out, then you've just got a much shitter copy than everyone else.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. With people laughing in it for no reason.
Well, I don't know what cinemas you went to, mate, but nobody ever made any noises in the cinemas.
See, your behaviour, man.
Well,
people got no manners.
Really?
No.
I'd like it if I went to cinema where there actually people reacted to the film, but that shit doesn't happen. You get. I remember going to watch South Park, the movie, and loads of people walked out. I went to watch... What was another one that people walked out of? Oh, yeah, Scary Movie. You remember Scary Movie?
Yeah. Well, loads of people walked out. It was shit.
Yeah, it was proper shit.
They wanted to be scared. They didn't know what it was.
Well, I know this isn't... We're not supposed to talk about this, but I watched The Witch recently.
Yeah, disappointing.
I just thought it's like quite creepy, but there's no like... Are you into horror films at all?
Nah.
I went to watch it having read somebody's scariest horror film the last 10 years, and I just sat there, which is quite annoying.
I like Black Phillip, though.
Black Phillip.
It's a talking goat.
Was a guy.
What was good there, by the way, Nathan, the only black guy in the room, we both went Black Phillip and then looked at Nathan as if
you know?
He might have an opinion.
He's our next guest. There's this touch of a rap name about it.
Black Phillip. Black Phillip.
Yeah, Phillip in the house.
So Ludacris, did you see Ludacris's MTV Cribs?
Yes. Back in the day.
It's really good. Half the shit in his house doesn't work. The best MTV Cribs. The best MTV Cribs is Redman's, right?
Yeah, he lives in the ghetto still.
Yeah. He's in the shit place. Care. The doorbell. Yeah. He's got no doorbell. Got twist the wires.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. And that's then like the best. I remember his video DVD collection.
Yeah.
Now, most people have like Scarface stuff. People got like pornos and stuff, and they've had to blur it out so you can't see the names of the DVDs. Immature. Yeah.
Redman's actually just relatively recently brought out a new album. I said, dope man, that's who I am. I got lyrics by the pounds and I sell them for grams. I don't sell crack, I sell coke. Bitch, I'm a star. The lyrics I sell is dope. 10,000 a bar. Redman was like one of my favourites. Right?
Oh, he's good.
Like, What the Album, then There Is a Dark Side, then Muddy Waters. Like, that's a 1, 2, 3 great albums, right? And then he sort of went off the boil a little bit. And then he started like doing this sort of underground, like sort of bringing out mixtapes and shit like that. And then he brought out this album, Mudface.
Mm.
It's wicked. It sounds like him, like sort of back. Right. The only thing I would say is it sounds like old Redman. So it's not like his sound hasn't
moved on.
No. Yeah. So like, if you, and that's sort of the thing. Like, I'm starting to wonder, right? If the only new hip hop I like is sounds like the old stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Because like, whenever I hear like, I don't know. De La Soul have got a new thing out, then I get excited. There's all these artists that are doing stuff that sounds like, and then when I, and then I don't know, because all this new stuff, I don't know if you've seen, there's a couple of videos on Facebook of how hip hop has progressed, and it's like 80s hip hop, like, hey, you, and then 90s, like, you know, all the stuff. Like, then the latest one is like, it's like just shit. I mean, the other day I started looking at the hottest tracks of like the moment, and I didn't like any of them. But then there is still stuff when you look into it, you still find good stuff. But the stuff that is like in the charts or the stuff that's like that is it's
all the
like
commercial stuff, man.
It's shit, man. The commercial stuff, shit, I'm so underground. But I do mean that, though. Old shit, then I make it like that yesterday.
That's your time, that's our time.
I know. It's not for us. For us anymore. Exactly. Nathan.
But there are people who are influenced, like younger rappers who are influenced by that generation.
Well, have we talked about Afro?
No.
Oh my God. Do you know Afro?
I've heard of him.
Right, this is... Okay, I think I've just fucking changed the game for both of you, right?
Okay.
So basically, I don't know the exact. The rough story is this, right? They ran a competition to find new MCs in the States.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this. Guy. Yeah, exactly.
What,
like
why let me build up into the story? As
let's
soon as
again.
I've built up some momentum, you go, you've heard it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right, okay.
You're the Diddy in the video. Don't you? Just take it over.
Dancing. Falling off my bike.
So anyway, so this guy, so this competition, rather rugged man was one of the judges of this competition, and this kid, Afro, is like 17 years old, sends in this tape. Rather rugged man loves it so much, RA the rugged man, whatever, then says, I'm going to go find this kid. Goes to find the kid, and has basically discovered this guy that's like the most, he says he's going to be one of the greats. Hesitation settled and sentimental, but demonstration. Put your feet on the pedal and I'm beyond the level. Rebel dreaming, steeple start to feather warmer, showcase, dwell space, gel cell, tails, males, and pale face, stale taste, cowbell, rail, fell, and hell's gates. Blind like Heather Keller, side of fellow brethren, I'm in the regiment, sight and fine design, and the messages high off the medicine, rhyming, mind and trying to tread on it. You've got to check him out, right? He's just done an EP or something, but he did a freestyle and loads of people are going, it's great, but there's no way that that's freestyled. So RA the Rugged Man, because he was so pissed off about that, there's a video on YouTube, you can watch it, where he's picking up stuff and showing it to him and just grabbing random stuff, and then he just starts freestyling about all of that stuff. It's just amazing. He's going to be great. It's great. And that is new hip hop. He's 17, but he's new. But it does sound
90s.
It does sound quite 90s. But people are saying, "Oh, it's hip hop. This guy could be the savior." There's no savior, by the way. Can we just? There's no savior. There's no death. There's no like.
The savior is the music.
Yeah. There's none of this shit.
Okay, Mims.
The recording industry as a whole, yes, it's on its ass. But you know, in terms of like the death of a. Did you read that thing about how Adele has like sort of single-handedly saved the recording industry?
No, who's that?
Adele.
Oh, Adele. I said Howard Dell.
Yeah, Howard Dell, hot new rapper. Howard Dell. No, no, my little but.
Howard Dell.
Dell. Cool. So check out Afro. Oh man, hip hop gripes. Is there anything about hip hop that you don't like?
I don't like. All the bragging stuff, so I got money, I got hoes, all that kind of stuff, it's like, that doesn't get me. It's like, so I don't care about that.
Yeah.
And also, when you get all these, like, you know, gangster rappers talking about they got bitches and stuff, and then,
what if they have got bitches, though? That's the thing.
Okay, that's fine. But then they go on stage at an award show if they win and say, oh, I want to thank God, I love my mum. It's like, well, clearly not so much if you got bitches and hoes and stuff.
Yeah.
Have some respect.
That's a problem for me, because when I got nominated in Edinburgh, I did think, what am I going to say if I win? Because I have been talking a lot about bitches and hoes. I don't know what I'm going to do. Do you know what I mean? It is a lot of pressure.
So what did you decide then?
I didn't win, so I didn't cover it.
Oh, okay.
But John Kearns talks a lot about bitches and hoes.
Yeah,
so
famously.
We will all know about how that speech went down, don't we? Jesus. Okay, yeah. So you don't like that. But not the thing is, not all hip-hop's like that.
But
I do agree with you. It's that sort of... We sort of talked about this a little bit in terms of... You know, like when Biggie did Juicy, he talked about the struggle... And then he gets all this nice stuff. Whereas it just seems to be like...
Straight into
all the good shit. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like they just sort of start talking about how much stuff they've got. And then you think, you know, if you want to really be responsible about this and you're really proud about it, let's start talking about putting a little bit of a way into, you know, to an ISA or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand what, you know, you're trying to improve your credit rating. Or putting a down payment down on something. Do you know what I mean? Or just in... Just some investment, like a property
portfolio. Do a rap about a mortgage.
Yeah. In fact, I think they did do that, actually. You know Lonely Island? You know Lonely Island?
Howard from Halifax did it.
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah, that seminal classic. Lonely Island did... they did a song, YOLO. It's a joke song.
But they talk about
good advice and shit. And then Kendrick does a little guest verse.
Yeah,
and sort of talks.
He
about
sat behind a desk.
Take no chances. Stop freelancing. Invest in your future. Don't dilute your finances. 401k. Make sure it's low risk. Then get some real estate. How much? 4.2% 30-year mortgage. That's important. That's a great deal. And if you can't afford it, don't forge it on your last bill. Renting is for suckers right now. A dependable savings, and you'll retire with money in your account. So listen, in all seriousness, if anybody can recommend me some good new hip hop, and when I say good, I mean it sounds like the old stuff.
That'll tickle you.
That'll tickle me. Yeah. You've seen it. Check out. No, don't check out Rupert's Risty, whatever the fuck that playlist
Whoever's
is
called. Changed it.
Yeah. Mm. Live experiences. Do you watch much live hip hop?
I did. I haven't done so in the last few years. Obviously, busy gigging. I saw Kanye at Glastonbury.
What was that like? Hold on.
Is that up in the crane?
Yeah, that's the one. Mm. Yeah.
The Cherry Picker set.
I'm enjoying his new album.
Yeah. What, Life of Pablo? Yeah. Have you heard Life of Pablo? Yeah. Mm.
It's, I don't know. He's such an idiot, but his music is good.
Yeah. I know.
Hard to hate
Waves
him.
And it's banging.
Sort of, and you know what? It's sort of, I started listening to it thinking, because first of all, I refused to get Tidal.
Yeah, yeah. So I've had to wait until. That's what we're talking about it now.
Yeah, weird finger on the pulse. I tell you what, we'll review new stuff, but not unless it's come out on a format that we've got. So anyway, so I listened to it, and like, it's a bit like Yeezus in terms of like some chaotic sounds and shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
But when it's good, it's fucking great, right? And then that little I Love Kanye?
Yeah.
The little freestyle thing. Yeah. I just think it shows a level of self-awareness that nobody thought he had. Do you know what I mean? He might as well have gone, I'm a bit of a dickhead. But it was great. Some of it's shit though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think of it?
No, I thought it was good. Annoyingly.
There's too many skits, isn't there?
Can we stop skits, man?
Yeah.
I like bring skits. Them back. If skits are good, like Ludacris has good skits because they're funny.
Yeah.
No, one of my favourite skits for Ludacris is Black Man Struggle.
Right.
And it turns out it's just a man on the toilet taking a shit, which I think is funny because you think it's going to be something political. And you hit a flush. Then into
that's
the song.
One of your favourite skits. That is what you're putting up. As your favourite skit, is that right?
It's funny.
I'll play it in.
Yeah, let's put it in. Yeah.
Then we'll judge.
And now, brothers and sisters, we present the Black Man's Struggle.
I tell you what I thought was funny. Ludacris is not a skit, by the way. Is number one spot. You know the Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Austin. Did I say Austin?
No, he said Austin.
Did I? Yeah. Austin Powers.
Clear.
That's good. Skits can fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if okay, fine. The toilet one, great. We can all agree that was a masterpiece.
Yeah.
But I can't think of
play it again.
The other thing. Oh, can we play it? Actually, right now, can we play it twice in a row?
Yeah. Or just cut the plot. So there's no punchline.
Because actually, it's the tension built up in the setup that makes it good. I quite like some of De La Soul's skits, but a lot of the time, they're just crap. Like, all of Ice Cube's skits are terrible. Most of Redman's skits are terrible. Okay, skits, don't like them.
I got one other experience, actually.
Yeah, they're live.
I saw Ja Rule in Tiger.
Just out on
in Newcastle. And they're begging for money. No, yeah, he was performing.
Oh my god!
Yeah, right. Man.
In Tiger.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
This was about 4 or 5 years ago.
How many people were in there?
About 100, 150.
Oof.
Yeah.
Did he do the big hits?
He did all of his hits.
Yeah.
All of them, but he skilled through them. But the weird thing was, he wasn't even the most famous person in the room, because someone from Geordie Shore came in and kind of got all the attention.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah. I'm saying Sol Campbell was in there because he was playing for Newcastle. So whenever that was that about 5, 6 years ago?
Yeah, maybe. Sorry, for the people that are listening, I've pulled my glasses down to indicate
he's
that
doing
I'm
that.
To go into think mode.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. And he did all this stuff.
Were you there deliberately, CJ Roll?
No. Well, okay. Technically, the person who I was with was another comedian. I'd just done his gig, and he wanted to go see him.
Right.
So I was like, "Cool, I'll come with you."
Yeah.
If it was just me, I wouldn't have gone because I forget it. No point.
Yeah.
That was back in 2000. I've seen Jarrell. But so I went with him, and got up on this little table booth area in the center. A little DJ guy there, and then he's kind of just did all of his stuff.
And were the crowd into it?
Some of them were. And some of them, you could tell, were a bit too young to remember who he was.
So what the fuck were they doing there?
They're probably just having a night out,
yeah,
aren't they?
Oh shit, so you're not buying tickets for Ja Rule, you're buying tickets to go to Tiger Tiger and he's doing like a PA.
Yeah, he's
bleak.
That is so dark, man. Yeah. It's like because Jagged Edge did Crawley recently.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Man. Let's get mad with Jagged Edge, yeah. Oh shit. Oh no!
It's, you know, the funny thing is, you just mentioned "Let's Get Married." A lyric in that song: "We aren't getting any younger. We might as well do it." That is what they probably said when somebody offered them Jar Jar Bar and Crawley.
Oh shit!
Oh god! It's so depressing, isn't it? Good. 50 Cent basically ended Ja Rule's career, right?
Crushed him, man.
That's so bad, isn't it? Didn't think you could ever end your career. You know, remember the good old days when you just used to end your life, but then. But yeah, Jesus, 50 Cent destroyed him, man. Oh, God. Ja Rule, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the podcast. Okay, Nathan. Yeah.
We're recording the next one in Crawley.
Yeah, true. With Jagged Edge. Jagged Edge, I guess.
Plug one, plug two. Guest plugs for you.
Nathan, you've been a great guest. Has he been a great guest?
Superb.
I don't want to say that without qualification.
Confidently. Agreed.
What are you up to at the moment that you want to plug?
Well, got a podcast that you were on last week.
Yeah, humiliating.
Is that as regular as ours?
His monthly. Room match. Are you into football at all?
Yeah, not as much as I used to be.
Okay. Who has got more caps for England, in your opinion? Kevin Keegan or David Beckham?
Beckham.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I said Kevin Keegan, and
yeah.
I mean, he's got the most.
Longer
David
career.
Beckham's got the most. Yeah. All right, Rui Mac.
David Beckham is the most cap.
He's the most cap. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know now. Oh God! Anyway, listen to the podcast. What's it called?
The Football Forum.
The Football
Forum.
It's on
Audio Boom.
The last one featured. Well, another one might have gone out, but the best one featured me, Jeff Norcott, and Stephen Grant. It's great. So what's the premise of that? You one Premier League fan.
Yeah, one Championship fan,
and
one lower league fan.
Jeff Norcott, right. Lower league in all respects. As a human. Personal hygiene. No joke. And then what happens? And then you do the quiz and then you tally up the things.
Yeah. Quiz and games, pay for points, tally up the points at the end, and then the winner gets 3 points, second place 2 points, last place 1 point, and then goes into an overall leaderboard throughout the season.
And the lower league's just fucking up at the moment.
So at the moment lower league's on 6, then Championship and Premier League are tied on 9.
Insane.
Yeah.
Okay, and what else? You're on tour, right?
I'm touring later this year, in the autumn. Straight out of Middlesex tour.
Is your Straight Out of Middlesex your love letter to NWA's first album, Straight Out of Compton?
Yes, it is. Right. Although no one at the last Edinburgh Festival got that.
Oh, really? So they just thought, this guy's from Middlesex.
They didn't get the straight out of it at all. It was just a guy talking about being from Greenford.
Yeah.
I'm doing that tour later this year. Tickets on my website. Where else? NathanKaiton.com. And on Twitter as well, you can get tickets.
What's your Twitter handle?
At Nathan Caton.
There you go, very simple. Cool, thanks a lot, guys. See you episode 11, I imagine.
Hope so.
Bye.